This Sunday, we are scheduled to begin this year's series of proclamations of the gospel in song, beginning in Milston. The theme for this year's series of concerts is a phrase borrowed from a hymn, "My God, O God, my faithful God." When we make use of the word faith, it is natural for us to think in terms of people. Faith in Christ in the heart, as created by the Holy Spirit, is that which, of course, the Scriptures link to salvation. But when one takes the word faith and adds to it the suffix full, then the direction of thought instantly shifts away from human beings to God. He is the one who is truly faithful, as dramatically distinct from human beings. A distinction which is presented very clearly in Paul's second letter to Timothy, the second chapter, beginning with verse 10. "Therefore I endure all things," says Paul, "for the elect's sake, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. This is a faithful saying, for if we are dead with him, we shall also live with him. If we suffer, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself." The first of the songs this morning will reflect how God is faithful to his promises, his promise to send a Savior for the world. The second hymn will reflect how he is faithful to his purposes, that chief purpose of which is to bring us to himself in eternal glory, as Paul referred to it here in his letter. We will then be concluding with a hymn showing his faithfulness to his people.
What hast thou broken? nations bringing, and with united heart and voice, and holy rapture singing, proclaim our
turn to hymn 395, where you will find a printing of the text. What we will be singing is a slight adaptation of the text before you. The first four and the last two stanzas, I believe, in the hymnal are those which will be very closely sung by the version that we'll be presenting of O God, Thou Faithful God, or as you'll hear, O God, My Faithful God.
Thank you.
we conclude by asking you to join in the singing of hymn 149, which also speaks of our God's faithfulness, stanzas 1, 3, and 4 of 149.